the table now. The former football star reportedly in a picture signing his name on sports memorabilia in a Las Vegas hotel room on Tuesday night. The government says first-time jobless claims fell a bit last week. This is USA Radio News.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You don't have to be small on me, boy.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters Friday.
Three schools in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania on lockdown as police continue a standoff with an armed suspect in a pickup truck. Police and SWAT teams have had their guns drawn on the man, believed to be connected to a double shooting in Lehigh Township in Northampton County last night. It doesn't look like the Trump administration is going to be wiping out Puerto Rico's $75 billion debt despite President Trump's comments earlier this week. While in Puerto Rico Tuesday, the president said the island's massive debt will have to be wiped out after the devastation caused by Hurricane Maria. But White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney said yesterday the administration has no plans to do so, calling that an unprecedented and probably illegal step. Japanese labor inspectors say a 31-year-old public worker there has literally worked herself to death.
Miwa Sato worked for Japan's public broadcaster, NHK. Labor officials say she logged 159 hours of overtime in 1 month before dying of heart failure in 2013. NHK revealed this week that Sato died from karoshi, which is Japanese for death from overwork. The announcement comes a year after a 24-year-old employee killed herself after logging over 100 hours of overtime at a Japanese advertising agency. Her death prompted a national debate about Japan's work practices.
And that's Mark Mayfield reporting. Amazon now testing its own delivery service that could someday compete with UPS and FedEx. And with your update, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about why you should act in business as if the camera is always on. A hint at some big news happening at Crown Trophy of Flemington. I'll have information on what your business should post on Instagram, why you should be investing in Facebook ads for your business, and why small business owners should protect themselves from cyber attacks. It's Thursday, October 5th, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, a quick check of the weather shows it's currently 81 degrees at 12:06. And the forecast shows that today will be very warm with periods of cloud and sunshine, a high of 82 and a low of 60 degrees. For tomorrow, we're going to have periods of clouds and sun with a shower possible, not as warm with a high of 73 degrees and a low of 61. For Saturday, it'll be warmer and sunny with a high of 81 degrees and a low of 66. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy, very warm and muggy with a few late showers, a high of 80 degrees and a low of 69. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 83.97 to 22,745.61. The NASDAQ up 27.39 to 6562.02. S&P 500 is up 9.93 to 2547.67. Oil is up $1.09 to $51.07 per barrel, and gold down $1 to $1,275.80 an ounce. I'd like to thank Mark for watching us, and of course, all of you that are watching right now, please to go over to www.huntingtonchamberradio.com to catch the rest of the show. Good afternoon, everybody, and once again, thanks for joining me on the sixth anniversary of Taking Care of Business. A big day for Huntington Chamber Radio, a big day for me, 6 years as the host of Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me. As always, if you're listening online right now, we ask that you open up another URL and type in facebook.com and do a search for Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Like our page so you can get updates midweek on what's going on in the world of business and what's going on in the world of Hunterdon County and Flemington and New Jersey business and other news as well. We always start the program with our business quote of the week, and this week sometimes we take them from business leaders, sometimes from sports figures, celebrities, and things like that. This time I went way back in time to Aristotle. And Aristotle said there's only one way to avoid criticism: do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. So Aristotle there with some pretty philosophical quotes there. But it's the same thing in business. If you don't want to be criticized for how you work, if you don't want your product to be criticized, well, then don't make a product. Don't say anything about it. Don't do anything with it. Otherwise, I welcome the criticism. It's going to make me better because I'm going to take that criticism and I'm going to improve upon it. So, again, if you want to avoid criticism, just do nothing, say nothing, be nothing. I prefer to choose a different route, and I'll do what I have to do, say what I have to say, and be what I have to be, and I'll welcome the criticism along the way. Sometimes people will criticize you because you're successful. Sometimes they'll criticize you because you're just an idiot and you have no clue what you're doing. I'll take it either way. Obviously, the big news this week is the shooting in Las Vegas, and a terrible tragedy by any stretch in what happened, and the careful planning that this gentleman went through, how he was able to get all the weapons up into the hotel room on the 32nd floor. It looks now that news is breaking that he had a similar plot planned for Lollapalooza, which was in Illinois last month or in August, and for some reason did not carry that out. Whether that was a dry run, I'm not sure, but he obviously had time to check outdoor venues, check the range of the shots that he would be shooting, how much ammunition he would need. He had time to get the bump stocks that he needed to convert his semi-automatic weapon into an automatic rifle. And I don't want to focus on the shooter. I'm glad to see that the media isn't focusing on the shooter as well. Instead, they're focusing on the people, the victims, and on the people who were just there to enjoy a concert who suddenly became heroes, either using their bodies as shields, helping the injured get to the hospitals. When some people would normally run away from gunfire, there were people who were running towards it. It was, I think, a unique situation in that there was a firefighter convention, an EMS convention, and a police convention all going on at the same time. So you had a lot of people from law enforcement and first responders already on site, which I think made minimized the amount of people who were killed as a result. 59 people dead, over 500 injured. But stories that are coming out of just everyday heroes, you know, fathers and sons using their bodies as shields, and in one instance, a father being killed as a result, but doing what he felt he had to do in that moment. Another gentleman who was an Iraqi war vet finding keys in a truck, stealing the truck, and then going back and forth to the scene multiple times to load victims in and bring them to area hospitals. The funny thing was, 3 days later, the guy who owns the truck reached out to him on Facebook and said, "Can I have my keys back?" And it brings up the question of whether or not, you know, there's going to be the gun debate. You're going to hear a lot about that coming out of Washington and in the media over the next several weeks. And I don't think that it will ever change. Because when it gets as far as the Supreme Court, they're going to just pretty much rely on the Constitution that says you have the right to bear arms. Now, back then, it meant that you had a gun that could shoot one bullet at a time, not multiples or hundreds. And, you know, so, but again, because it is constitutionally protected, you would have to have an amendment in order to change that. You might be able to change some state laws, but I don't think you're going to eliminate guns entirely. But it brings up the point of, if you see something, say something. And this is a topic that, you know, we talk about all the time on with regards to terrorism. Like, if you're in a train station, you see a backpack, you ought to call the police and let them know that there's this untendered backpack there. And so the same thing, and Commissioner Ray Bratton, who used to be the NYPD police commissioner, also in Boston and Los Angeles, said the same thing the other day on the news, when he said, if you hear a fellow employee making a threat of any kind, saying, "I'm going to kill the boss because he just had a bad performance review," or "I hate, you know, John in accounting," or something like that, or "I hate Susie in human resources, I really want her, you know, dead," or something like that, that's when you have to not worry any longer about what the ramifications of if you report it. You have to report it, you know. And I think I would rather be wrong and tell the authorities or tell my superiors and be wrong and suffer whatever embarrassment that might cause me than be right and say nothing. And I think at that point, you know, when more people get involved, then hopefully we can start minimizing these. But the good news is that the media has taken the focus off of the shooter. You know, when Newtown happened with 26 dead, it was all about the shooter, that he had mental illness and things like that. And you saw his picture on the news every day, every night for 3 or 4 weeks. And I think what happens is now when the Pulse nightclub happened, the shooting down in Orlando, and 50 people were killed, it raised the bar for the would-be shooter. You know, if 50 at that point was the most dead in modern history, 36 at Virginia Tech, you just see that the numbers seem to rise. And so now the bar is set at the number 59. So, and obviously with the sophistication that this gentleman had in carrying out this attack, I think we'll see more. But I think in that sick psycho mind, I think what happens is now the bar is 59 and people won't be satisfied. The people who are intent on doing harm won't be satisfied until they have a number or they have victims that exceed that number. But definitely a sad week in the U.S. Hated waking up to that news on Monday. Had friends there. They're all right, including Stormy Warren from SiriusXM's The Highway. And, you know, glad that he was there. Glad that he had survived it and everybody from Sirius was okay. My heart obviously breaks for all of the victims and everybody, you know, who died or was injured. This is something that you'll live with for the rest of your lives. And so I definitely feel bad that they had to go through that. When we come back from the break, I want to talk to you about something that happened to me the other day that reminded me of a lesson I used to give out to all of my candidates when I was a recruiter. And luckily I remembered it, you know, at the last possible second. And I think it served me well in the process. And then we have some big news going on at Crown Trophy of Flemington that we're going to give you a hint about, but we're not going to tell you what it is until Monday. But you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gannot, with you celebrating 6 years on the air right here at WHCR-DB and HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. I feel like there should be cake. I feel like there should be candles. But in lieu of that, we'll just continue on with the show. We'll press on. We'll suffer through it and get to the show. So big news happening at Crown Trophy of Flemington. We made a huge investment purchase. This is going to allow us to do something that we've always had to sub out, and now we're going to be able to do it in-house. We're very happy, very excited about this. We had gone to the NBM show in Secaucus, met with the reps, and saw the machine that we wanted to buy, and finally, you know, pulled the trigger and bought it. And so very excited about having the opportunity to grow our business with this machine. There's more coming. But I think right now this is the next logical step for us. So looking forward to getting that all hooked up on Monday. And then I will tell you. But if you want hints, then it's a good idea for you to look at my Facebook page. Just look up Jim Gannot. You can always like and follow me there. Go to the Taking Care of Business page or the Crown Trophy of Flemington page. And you'll see some of the hints that we've been dropping all week about some of the big news happening at Crown Trophy of Flemington. Very proud and very happy that we're also now an officially licensed distributor of the North Face apparel. So if you have a business and you want to outfit your employees, say, with winter gear, we now carry the North Face line, and we'll be able to embroider your logo on there and make you look as professional as can be. The rest of it is up to you, which ties into our next story. In the preview to today's show, I had mentioned that why in business you should act as if the camera is always on. And the reason I say that is when I used to be a recruiter for management recruiters, I used to tell my candidates that from the time you enter the parking lot, and literally from a minute before you enter that parking lot until you're in the building and then finally about a mile away at the end of the day, you have to act as if the camera's always on. And so imagine somebody with the sound card, you know, saying action. That's what you need to be acting like. Dan Rather had a great book years ago, and being a broadcaster, I had read it. It was called The Camera Never Blinks. And where he was going was that whether you're doing a live broadcast or anything else, you have to be cool under pressure. Even here, when something goes wrong, if I push a button and the sound doesn't come out, I can't make it look like I'm in a panic mode. I just have to make it work. If I'm emceeing an event, I just have to work through it. If I'm giving a presentation in front of a large audience and my PowerPoint presentation isn't working, I have to be able to react. I can't be yelling at the sound guy. I can't be yelling at the AV guy. I just have to get through it. So the camera's always on. So what do I mean by that? So if you're a candidate looking for a job, imagine that from the second your tires enter the property of the company you're about to interview with, the camera is on you. Somebody is watching. Not a literal camera, but pretend as if someone is watching you. When you get out of your car, you should already be dressed. I don't want to see you in the parking lot tying your tie. I don't want to see you taking that last puff on a cigarette and stamping it out on the ground. I want you ready to go. I want you on your A game. Your tie is already tied. You know, the most I'll give you is, you know, you can always fuss with your hair a little bit in the mirror in the car before you get out. But once you're out of the car, then I want you thinking that the camera's on. Somebody on the fourth floor is looking down and watching you. So I would tell candidates this, and invariably the feedback from some of my clients would be, well, we watched him, you know, he literally had gym shorts on and a T-shirt, and he put the pants on and changed that. It looked like he just came from the gym, and then he put a shirt on and a tie and put his jacket on and he came inside. You know, that should be done two blocks before you ever enter the property. Don't let people see you getting dressed in the parking lot. There was a story of one man who showed up to an interview and, you know, walked into the woods and peed on a tree and then came back out. You know, what kind of a impression is that making? So the same thing happened to me the other day. I was invited into Bridgewater to meet with a large company. They're having an image and a branding issue. So they asked me to come down and talk to them about how we can help them with the branding and with the image in their new office space. And when I pulled into the parking lot, I remembered, as soon as my tires hit that parking lot, I said, somebody could be watching me from this 8-story building. So I parked directly between the lines, got out, didn't check my phone or anything, went to the back of the car, grabbed my notebook, and then I walked right into the building. I called the gentleman that I was meeting with, and I said, I'm here, I'm walking in the building. He goes, great, 8th floor, meet me in the lobby. Boom, up the elevator I go. But as I did that, I held the door for 3 people that were entering the building. They said hello. I said hello. And then we got into the elevator. Everybody pressed the buttons. And then, you know, I pressed my button, and we were on our way. And a woman turns to me, and she goes, hi, Jim. How you doing? Now, being that I live in Bridgewater, who knows me? Is one of those situations. Is this somebody who's seen me announce a football game at the local high school? Is it somebody who's, you know, read about me? There's a lot of people that know me. So I was very polite, and I said, oh, how are you? Very good, you know, nice to see you again and all that stuff. And I'm doing this mental Rolodex in my head. Who is this woman? And I knew I had met her once before, but I couldn't place where. We ride all the way up to the 8th floor. We get out, and the gentleman I'm supposed to meet with is there, and he goes, oh, hi, Sharon. And I'm like, oh, it's Sharon. You know, so I, you know, said hello to her, I said goodbye to her, and it was great to see her again and stuff like that. And I went off to my meeting with this gentleman. As it ends up, this woman who remembered me from meeting me one time last year for about 3 minutes is the decision maker. And so she'd be the one who would sign off on whether or not we were going to get the contract. So we walked around the building, and they showed me the about 18 different projects they want to work on with a huge budget. And finally I said, yes, we can handle all of this. And I made a few suggestions on how we can do it quicker, a little better, and probably under budget. And he goes, well, Sharon's very visual, so you're going to need to give her examples. They're already in process. You know, one deadline, one big project has to be done by October 18th. But all the other sign companies said they couldn't do it. We know we can. So we got the job and very happy about that. But I knew while we were up on the 8th floor, this gentleman showed me, oh, look over here, this field. Well, that's going to be like a Life Fitness Center. And look over there, that where you see that construction, that's going to be a new hotel. And I realized this is the vantage point that I was talking about. The camera never blinks. You're always on, and they're watching you from the outside, from the inside out. So as I left the building, I recalled, don't check your cell phone. Just walk to your car. There's plenty of time to check messages later. Don't get on the phone. Got in my car and drove off. And about a mile down the road, that's when I would call into the office. So same thing with you. In your business, from the time you flip on that open sign until you leave at night, the camera's always on. Anytime you're wearing apparel with your business name on it, the camera, treat it as if the camera is always on. There's an old story about interviewing at IBM that I used to like, and that was they always schedule their interviews at some point around a meal, breakfast, dinner, or lunch. Part of that was to see, A, how would you represent the company if you were at a lunch meeting, and B, decisions that you make. So when your meal arrived, if you just grabbed the salt shaker and started salting your food, you weren't going to get hired because they felt you were too rigid. You weren't creative enough. You weren't open enough to new things. So again, remember, image is everything. Definitely don't salt your food before, you know, you've tasted it. And then, you know, you can make any adjustments then. But the, in everything you do in an interview situation, when you're making a presentation, how people see you in your business, as you talk to your employees, as you talk to other customers, how you handle stressful situations, the camera's always on and people are always watching. All right, time to get back into the program on this, the sixth anniversary of Taking Care of Business. I'm very excited about that and hope you are too. And I know that the Chamber is excited about the fact that we are the only Chamber of Commerce with a radio station focused on business. And again, I really want you to take some time and go to huntingtonchamberradio.com and take a look at some of the other programs and who the hosts are. We have counselors, we have lawyers, we have accountants, we have home professionals. So there's something for everyone, and there's a ton of information here. So please make sure that you're checking out all the other programs. But always circle back here on Thursdays at noon for another edition of Taking Care of Business. Marketing your business on social media is a challenge. At best for some people. So what I want to talk to you about today is Instagram and what should your business post on Instagram. Now, Instagram is a very visual medium, usually with pictures and captions. So if you're struggling to think of a photo or video idea for social media, this is the platform that I want you to be thinking about. With 700 million users, and it's growing fast, Instagram is an important way for your business to engage with customers on social media. But exactly how to engage with customers on this visual platform is another matter. If you don't have experience creating photo or video content, you may be struggling to figure out what to post. But remember, you can always post something, even if it's just a picture of somebody working at their desk. Oh, there's John. He's working hard today. It doesn't have to be difficult. You should be able to succeed with the phone camera that's already in your pocket. Your knowledge of your customers' interests and a few creative ideas. Several business owners and experts were polled for their suggestions on what content works best on Instagram. You want to post useful, educational content. Now, don't just use Instagram as a way to broadcast your brand. Provide content that is useful for the lifestyle associated with your brand. For example, if you have a restaurant, you want to post cooking tips and other advice rather than just showcasing your restaurant in every post or tonight's special dish. That comes to us from the founder of Bone & Yard, Harrison Vigursky. You also want to show customers how your business works. Behind-the-scenes posts are most effective. Now, if we post a picture of one of our desks, it will perform well. But if we post a picture of wood being chopped in our shop, well, then it tends to do better. So make sure that you're telling a story when you're posting Instagram pictures. That comes from Andy Tracewell, who's the marketing director at Coretta Workspace. You want to entertain and delight your followers. Jennifer Borrow, who's the COO of The Cat Ball, says that she likes using humor and storytelling in posts. When you have an engaged audience, you can throw in a surprise, work it for a while, and then it will reap rewards for a long time. Inside jokes create a sense of community, and I've seen other accounts work this really successfully, she says. Deborah Sweeney, who's the CEO of MyCorporation.com, says, add a call to action in the caption. Instagram is a great tool for small business owners because it allows you to tap into communities and audiences that may not be as visible on other social platforms and start a conversation through images and video content. The most ones that utilize stunning images or fun aesthetics with a prominent call to action for fans in the caption, usually asking fans to use the small business's customized hashtags in their own posts for a chance to be regrammed on your brand's account. You also want to build anticipation for future announcements. Now, whatever you have in the pipeline for your business, take advantage of that. Don't just announce your product on the day you finish it. Hint about it. Tease your audience. Show a preview. Every post actually selling something should have had at least 3 to 4 posts prior, pulling and engaging and bringing people into your story. And I did that this week. We got this new machine. Came in a huge box. The box was taller than me. And so I posted the picture of me standing next to the box, and I made it sound like I feel like I'm on Let's Make a Deal, and Monty Hall is asking me, do I want the curtain, do I want the box, or do I want what's behind door number two? And we got a ton of engagement from that. People liked it on Instagram. People loved it on Facebook. We did a Facebook ad and got 2,800 people to like that particular post. So we're going to talk about Facebook when we come back from the break. But at least by teasing all week long, when we finally show the reveal and we're going to show a video of the machine working on Monday, then it'll all tie it in together nice and neatly for everybody. On this sixth anniversary of the show, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
What we know is Stephen Paddock is a man who spent decades acquiring weapons and ammo and living a secret life, much of which will never be fully understood.
Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo updating the media on the investigation into the mass shooting, saying they are discovering more and more about the gunman.
More than 100 investigators have spent the last 72 hours combing through the life of 64-year-old Stephen Paddock to produce a profile of someone I will call disturbed and dangerous.
Three members of the Army Special Ops Forces are dead after they were attacked in Niger. U.S. officials say two more soldiers are wounded but in stable condition. The Green Berets were ambushed while they were on a joint patrol in the southwest part of the country. The area is known to have a presence of both Al-Qaeda and ISIS-backed insurgents. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me on this, our sixth anniversary of the program. So glad you could join me. Glad for many of you that you've stuck around with me for many years and have listened to the program for years. Jack in Massachusetts, Lori in Phoenix, Russ in Parsippany, faithful followers and faithful listeners, and really definitely appreciate the support that you've been giving me over the years. I want to talk to you for a minute about Facebook ads. This is something that I've been trying a little bit more of. I know Josh Burke, who runs Joshua's Landscaping, does a lot of this, and he said that it's helped his business as well. So we really went out this week and promoted the fact that we were now distributors of North Face apparel. And the response was tremendous. I boosted the post, and it had been seen by or clicked through about 70,000 times. 2,800 people left comments or liked the page, liked our website, things like that. So that was, you know, really good and something that we want to do a little bit more of as the year goes on. But there are really five reasons to invest in Facebook ads for your small business. And the social media giant is one of the most affordable and effective platforms for small business owners who want to advertise their company online. Now, as a small business owner, you know that every penny of your marketing budget has to work for your company. And that means that you need to use marketing strategies that are both affordable but effective and offering the most bang for your buck. So that's where Facebook advertising comes in. With sophisticated targeting capabilities and a pay-per-click model, Facebook is one of the best platforms for small business owners who want to advertise their company online. Now, here's just a few reasons why your small business should invest in Facebook ads. Your audience is definitely on Facebook. Did you know that 68% of American adults are on Facebook? With 2 billion active monthly users, Facebook is one of the largest and most popular social networks out there. This means that your audience is not only on Facebook, but using it regularly to connect with their friends, their family, and even their favorite brands. If you want to get your small business in front of a larger audience, Facebook ads are a great way to do this. Second, Facebook offers excellent targeting capabilities. Perhaps the greatest benefit of advertising on Facebook is that it allows you to target your audience based on many different factors, including location, demographics, which would include age, gender, employment, education, their interests, and their behaviors. You can even build target audiences that are similar to your current customers and prospect based on these characteristics. Not only does this targeting help you reach a larger audience, but it ensures that the audience you are reaching is more relevant to your company. One of the unique things about Facebook targeting is that it goes beyond just demographic information. You can actually target your audience by interest and reach users who like pages or content within certain categories that might pertain to your business. And this helps you get more specific with your targeting and really narrow down your audience. And that could be something like as far as behaviors and purchase behavior, food and drink, vegetarian. You're narrowing that funnel. If you wanted pet products, you could do, you know, behaviors, purchase behavior, pet products, and cats. You know, so there's a lot of different ways that you can narrow that search to get to the people that are in their profile are saying these are the topics that they're interested in. Now, your Facebook page doesn't get as much organic traffic as it used to, and you may be wondering why. Isn't it enough to just post to your company's Facebook page? Do you really need to pay for exposure when social media is free? And the truth is that Facebook has made a lot of changes to the way that it displays content on users' newsfeed. According to MarketingLand, with recent algorithm changes, Facebook's organic or free reach is down by 52%. Consequently, it's becoming increasingly difficult to reach out to customers through organic content on your own Facebook page. If you want to reach your audience on this social media platform, you're going to need to invest in ads. It's important to note that even with these algorithm changes, it is still worthwhile to post updates and other content on your company's Facebook page. This is an excellent way to engage with existing customers who have liked your page and look forward to your content. However, Facebook ads are the best way to ensure that your people that people see your content and that new consumers are exposed to your brand. Number four, your business needs to reach a mobile audience. Mobile, I want you to circle that word and tattoo it on your brain. If your website isn't mobile enabled, you're missing business. Because everybody's doing all of their business now on their cell phones. Facebook has 1.57 billion mobile monthly active users, and 1.03 million of these users are engaging with the mobile app on a daily basis. And if you're trying to get more foot traffic into your local storefront, it's vital that you focus on reaching a mobile audience. Consumers often use their phones when looking up information on businesses, especially if they want to shop locally. Make sure that all of your listings are accurate with address, hours of operation, credit cards accepted, etc. Part of this process is asking for input from their friends or family or searching for nearby businesses on Facebook. If your ad appears on the mobile app while they are looking for businesses similar to yours, you will have a better chance of catching their attention and earning their business. And five, very simple, it's easy to get started. Getting started with Facebook ads is simple, and the ad platform makes it easy to create and manage your ads over time. Facebook Ads Manager also offers access to a lot of great information about how your ads are performing. Though it is easy to set up your account and publish your ads, it takes time to develop a Facebook ad strategy, create ad content, test your ads, and then just find the right targeting options to reach your audience. If you don't have the time or resources to create and manage Facebook ads on your own, you might consider enlisting help from a marketing agency. Partnering with an agency that specializes in Facebook advertising will help you get the most for your money. These experts will know just how to use the platform's targeting features to reach your audience, and they also have experience creating compelling ad content that entices users to click on your ads. So, again, we tried it this week. The response was overwhelming. Names I had never heard were suddenly emailing us, texting me, and posting on Facebook that they were interested in the North Face, interested in getting some apparel with their brand on it. So definitely the reach is there. And you can set the reach by geography. You can set it by age, demographic. So make sure that you are using it to its best availability.
And don't throw up the wall that says, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, or I'm not that creative. It's not that hard. Take a picture of a product, put your name on it, and let people know how they can find it and what the cost will be. Now, let's talk about, when we talk about social media, we also have to talk about reviews, ways that people can review your business. Several are Yelp, Angie's List, and things like that. Yahoo, Google My Business. There's a number of ways. If there's a listing out there with your business name on it, there's a chance that there's a way for the user to rate your business. So what a lot of companies have gotten to the point of is creating fake reviews. They get friends or family members to use their email address, and they write this glowing review about how wonderful the company is and how wonderful the customer service is. But when it comes to your online reputation, when it comes to these reviews, you need to keep it real. Now, it's very easy to be tempted to ask your friends and family to post online reviews for your business, and you may be risking your credibility and the trust of real customers. When it comes to online reviews, trust is critically important. Business owners have to trust that reviewers will present a fair and accurate accounting of their transactions, but more importantly, would-be customers must trust that the reviewers are actual customers writing impartial reviews of their experiences with the company. Now, while it might be tempting to tip the scales in your favor by asking friends and family or even hiring a company to write glowing reviews of your business, it's a serious mistake that marketing experts are cautioning against. Fake reviews can lead to a lot of problems. In some cases, business owners have been fined for false advertising. In other instances, online review sites have identified fake reviews, removed them, and posted consumer alerts about the misdeed on the company's page. What's that do to your credibility? Asked Teresa Cleveland, an online business manager with the Entrepreneur's Toolbox. It's such a credibility buster that I think you're better off having no reviews than a fake one. When potential customers learn that you tried to deceive them, it will be nearly impossible to change that perception, she said. It's always going to be in the back of their minds. By using a fake review, you are devaluing the most important asset of your business, said Stephanie Rauschenbach, who is the owner of Simply Put PR. The most important currency any business has is trust with its consumers, she said. It's a significant risk to put yourself out there in a dishonest way. There's too much at stake, so why damage the credibility you've worked so hard to earn? Companies also should consider that good reviews are not that elusive, the expert said. If you and your employees are practicing good customer service and delivering the quality of service or product that you've promised, there should be no shortage of real customers that are willing to praise your business publicly. In many cases, you just need to ask. Rauschenbach said she suggests sending a follow-up email reminding them of a specific compliment they paid you or your staff and ask them to share it. Make it easy for them, she said. Put the link for your review for the review site in the email and encourage them to share their compliment on Facebook or other platforms. So, again, keep it real. Don't post fake reviews. And don't be worried when you get a negative one, but answer it either offline or directly. But you don't want to go after the accuser in a bad way. You just want to make sure that you're showing people that you will address their concerns. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, I'm going to give you a couple reasons why you should stop working. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. And a couple of people noticed and pointed out to me, like, why at the last break do you say you lucky dog, you? And I'm not really sure why. I started doing it on the first show and just kept doing it ever since. And it's just a thing. So every time we get to that 45-minute break, it's you lucky dog, you. And for some of you, you've been really lucky dogs. You've been listening to us for 6 years, so glad you could join us. So before the break, I teased, and instantly I start getting a bunch of hits on my phone. What do you mean I should stop working? And it's a little different than what you're thinking. Obviously, I don't want you to quit your job. You need the money. But do you know someone who acts as though work is just something to get through, yet they spend very little of their time actually being productive? What I want you to do is stop working and start producing. Now, the truth about the world we live in is that most people only work enough so that it feels like work, whereas successful people work at a pace that gets such satisfying results that work is actually a reward. Truly successful people don't even call it work. For them, it's a passion. Why? Because they do enough to win. Winners win. So be grateful to go to work and see how much you can get done in the time that you have. Make it a race, a challenge, a game. Make it fun. The first thing to do when managing time is to decide what is important to you. Now, in which areas do most people, or do you want the most to achieve success, and in what quantities? Write those down in order of importance, and then determine the total amount of time that you have available and decide where you're going to allot time to each of those endeavors. Remember that any action that is not adding wood to your fire would be considered wasteful. So think of distractions like Xbox or online poker or watching television, napping, drinking, taking smoking breaks, shopping online while at work. The potential list is endless. It's a little brutal, isn't it? Yes, it is. But if you don't manage your time, I promise that you will never waste it. I want you to make the most of your time for the rest of the year, the third quarter. You need to finish the last quarter of the year stronger than the entire year combined. You need to dominate. And one of the things that when we started the show this year, the first episode, I remember I had said, what are your goals for this year? Write them down. And periodically we would check. So at every quarter point, I've asked you, how are you doing on your goals? And I had you be very specific. You know, for some people it said, well, I want to lose weight. Not good enough. How much weight did you want to lose? I want to make more money. How much more money do you want to make? I want my business to grow this year. Okay, great. By how much? Percentage or dollar-wise, how much? And that's the kind of thing that now, on this first week of the final quarter of the year, you really need to be looking at and saying, what do I need to do in the final 90 days to really push myself over the edge? Just like the meeting I had the other day, you know, it was important to me to get that account because we needed to grow our business, and this will help us do it. So is there an account out there that you could be going after? Are there cold calls that you could be making that will help you grow your business? If there is, go get them. Don't sit back and wait for it to come to you. Make sure you're going to get it. Obviously, this year with Equifax and Yahoo and everything else in the news about data breaches, the question is, are small business owners protecting themselves from cyber attacks as well? Now, hackers are increasingly targeting small businesses, but few owners believe that they're at risk of an attack. They say, I'm too small. Nobody would bother with a little company like mine. But small businesses are the newest targets for hackers, given their size, their lack of skilled staff, and minimal funds devoted to data defense. So how vulnerable are small business owners to cyber attacks? Manta recently conducted a poll to gauge the risk and determine how you can safeguard your company from cyber attack. The question was, do you feel you're at risk of experiencing a data breach? Only 13% of small business owners said yes, while 87% said no. So any data breach, regardless of how small, is a real threat to a small business, which is why prevention tactics are essential. We had it happen many years ago. It was extremely unfortunate because passwords were accessed, said Holly Jo Anderson, who's the CEO and founder of Veritas Marketing, reflecting on a data breach that her company suffered. As a result, we now use a password encryption program called Password Safe. Now, while Anderson is only one example of a small business owner who has experienced a cyber attack, her post-breach implementation of IT security controls shows that she understands how crucial it is to take action. That said, only 69% of small business owners have those controls in place to prevent hacks, meaning that one in three business owners or small business owners have no safeguards in place. Of the small business owners who have IT security controls in place, the most frequently cited tactic was antivirus software, which is used by 17% of the respondents. A full breakdown showed that 17% used antivirus software, 16% had firewalls, 14% used anti-malware, 14% used spam filters, and 12% said they had vulnerability scans. So these are different methods, but still the numbers are severely low when you consider that it doesn't take a whole lot to set these things up. For George Tarter, who's the CEO and founder of Accrudo, a cloud sync software small business, antivirus software is at the center of the company's security prevention plan. We have antivirus software on every device used to access the internet, Tarter said. Securing our business-related accounts with a two-factor authentication is our usual practice to not let anybody gain access to our business information. Owners were also asked about their electronic device policies to broaden the security picture. Most small business employers, in fact 70%, do not allow employees to use personal devices for work purposes, and 65% of owners do not offer a BYOD, bring your own device policy, to workers. Tarter, however, defies this statistic and embraces the BYOD trend at his small business. Our employees use their personal gadgets for work purposes, mainly to work with social networks and some other marketing-related services, he said. Overall, with the growth in hackers targeting small businesses, owners should invest more heavily in cyber defense to prevent attacks, which can often be more crippling for a small business than for a large corporation. So again, I don't care what it is, whether it's firewalls, whether it's antivirus software, anti-spamware, malware, whatever the case may be, make sure you have some level of protection in your computer world, in your business. How about fans of your business? So if you want loyal fans, maximizing your customer touch points can help. Now, from the first advertisements to the thank you notes, planning every step of your customers' journeys can help you secure lifelong clients. Your customers interact with your brand more than just during the business transaction, and their impressions of your employees extend beyond the sale. Along their journey, they will encounter any number of customer touch points when they come in contact with your brand. Some businesses are oblivious to the majority of these moments, but if you can tailor each of your customer touch points to reflect the mission of your company and maximize user friendliness, you could design an ideal customer journey. If you want to learn more, you want to talk about mapping your customer touch points. The first step is to create a customer journey map. A diagram will show you either the entire timeline or a section of customers' interaction with your brand. And that could start with the first phone call, to the first visit to your showroom, to placing the order, to receiving the order, to any follow-up you do with regards to thank yous. By simplifying and streamlining every interaction with your company, you can build a base of loyal customers who return for your product again and again. Customer touch points in the journey map can include advertisements, websites, catalogs and manuals, points of sale, customer service, word of mouth, billing, follow-ups, and more. So by identifying exactly where your customers come in contact with your business, you can locate the gaps in your system and address them. Gaps can reveal themselves in any number of places. When customers must switch departments, devices, or channels in order to continue their journey, the process becomes less streamlined. So having to download apps to chat with customer service or struggling to locate your website from your social media pages can also be a source of frustration. And there are two ways to uncover these gaps and efficiencies in your touch points. The first would be traveling through the customer journey yourself, putting yourself in the customer's shoes, and to conduct customer or conduct feedback surveys to get your customer's input. Gaps may be caused by factors that you may not even consider, like disabilities. If your main access to customer service is by phone, how will your deaf clients be assisted? By reaching directly out to your client base, you can receive actionable advice for improving your customer touch points. And they need to reflect your brand. Consistency is key to your touch points. Ideally, your customers should be able to define your brand, and many businesses center it around one word or phrase. So let's say that yours is efficiency. There are a number of ways to convey this message in your customer touch points. So make sure along the journey that people are able to identify the business, the brand, and do it seamlessly. In sports, in Major League Baseball, in the playoffs, they are about to begin. In the American League, Boston will play Houston. The Yankees will play Cleveland. In the National League, the Cubs will play Washington, and Colorado is playing Arizona. In the NFL, this is week 5 of the regular season. The 3-1 Eagles will play the Cardinals. The 0-4 Giants will play the Chargers. And the 2-2 Jets will take on the Jaguars. The NBA season began this week, and in college football, locally Rutgers is off this week, so they can't lose. The AP Top 10 looks like this heading into Week 6. Alabama holds down the top spot, followed by Clemson, Oklahoma, Penn State, and Georgia. Washington, Michigan, TCU, Wisconsin, and Ohio State round out the top 10. In NASCAR news, it was Kyle Busch who won last week's race at Dover International Speedway, his second win in the playoffs. Four players dropped out of contention in the playoffs. They are Ryan Newman, Austin Dillon, Casey Kane, and Kurt Busch. This week is the fourth race of the playoffs, and it will be held in Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I want to thank everybody for listening for the past 6 years. This has been a blast, and I can't wait to keep going. We'll see you again next week. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
What we know is Stephen Paddock is a man who spent decades acquiring weapons and ammo and living a secret life, much of which would never be fully understood.
Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo updating the media on the investigation into the mass shooting, saying they are discovering more and more about the gunman.
More than 100 investigators have spent the last 72 hours combing through the life of 64-year-old Stephen Paddock to produce a profile of someone I will call disturbed and dangerous.
Three members of the Army Special Ops Forces are dead after they were attacked in Niger. U.S. officials say two more soldiers are wounded but in stable condition. The Green Berets were ambushed while they were on a joint patrol in the southwest part of the country. The area is known to have a presence of both Al-Qaeda and ISIS-backed insurgents. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had some ulcer issues on my leg that I had from Vietnam. It would erupt on occasion of periods of stress. When I was taking juices, you know, these ulcers had disappeared, but I was not able to get good quality fruits and vegetables to make good juices. And, you know, these ulcers came back. But since I've been taking the fruit and the veggie capsules, these ulcers again have subsided.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8255.